at 11:01, according to that very same WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this, yes, all of this, is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two, and it will be two, of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. All the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can take your stick at, and we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Because it's yummy. Right here. At Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 65 minutes. Oh, let's call it the midnight 10 hour just to give me a little cushion. It will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. A brief look at the calendar that has not been prepared for you as I had promised that it would be. Because that's just the kind of gal that I am. This time I'm at least going to look at an actual calendar while I speak. Coming up on September 17th, that's 2 weeks from tonight, I won't be here, but we'll have a able substitute in this seat. It will be Ryan from Music Savage. He's normally on Monday mornings, way too early for any of you people. Hopefully he's going to be moving into the Saturday night time slot right before us. That'll be very exciting. But he's going to be filling in. He's even considering doing radio obituaries. Whoa. I say whoa. Then, going all the way into October, I know that was a big jump. It's not really a big jump at all. Let's see here. Saturday, October the 8th. I will not be in this seat. Someone will be. Don't ask me who. But it's going to happen. So, be prepared for that. Then, don't we have something else special coming up in October? I thought we did, but I guess we don't. But then, oh my goodness, then, I can't believe I forgot about it until just a couple of days ago, and I got giddy when I remembered. November the 5th, it's John Lennon for president. Every 4 years at the time of the presidential election, we present a candidate that we can all get behind. It's David Peel and the Super Apple Band with his full-length album, John Lennon for President. We will present that in its entirety on November the 5th, because it's what we do. Then the next week, again, an able-bodied substitute will be here. Belinda has a work-related trip that she must attend to. So I'm sorry. Okay? I'm sorry. But you know, while this is going on, while all that is going on, sometime right after November the 1st, your titular head of research and mine, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., he's going to start polling you, and polling you like nobody's business. In the run-up to the radio obituary retrospective, that will air on Saturday, November 26th this year, where we will look back to the radio obituaries from November 1st, 2015 through October 31st, 2016, for you to select the ones that you would like for us to retrospect. Retrospect. Yes, that's the word I'm going to call it tonight. Then, we believe, we are not positive by any stretch of the imagination, that the Heap Big Christmas Mad Lib is coming on December the 17th. We don't know. We'll let you know for sure when the time comes, but that's our aim right now, so be ready for that. And then the bee's knees on January the 7th, 2017. It's more than I can deal with right now, so I better get into, because actually I'm a little hangry right now. Just a little hangry. I did not time my day very well. I looked up and I realized, oh my gosh, I only have a few minutes to get it together to go to the show, and I'm hungry now. And I couldn't do anything about it because it was much more important to be here on time with you. Yes, you the listener. You the listener over there at the Bubbles in the Think Tank Facebook chat group as well, I am sure. But hey, we're all here together now, and we're going to consider our future of food. because everybody's talking about it right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
From the snow-capped mountains to the coral shores, you're the only one my heart adores. You've only got three competitors, tacos, enchiladas and beans. From the Mississippi to the Amazon, there's not much we don't agree upon. Wish we could get together on tacos, enchiladas and beans. Love 'em, dozens of 'em, I consume them by the score. And when I'm through, what do? I stamp and holler for more. You can have the fourth position on my list. Must admit your kisses would be missed. But how in the world could I exist without tacos, enchiladas and beans? Kisses would be missed, but how in the world could I exist without tacos, enchiladas and beans? They make me kind of sick, but I love them.
Talking about how dangerous it is, you know, to be my friend because I end up writing songs about some of the things you never want people to know. Well, my Aunt Patsy is an actress, and you all have seen her. She was in Sister Act with Whoopi Goldberg. But one day, I saw her last summer when my cousin got married, and we shared a taxi actually to Logan Airport. She was flying back to Los Angeles, and I was flying back to New York, and we were just talking in the taxi about showbiz stuff. And she told me one day she was sitting around with her acting pals and they played a game called Who is in the Movie with the World's Worst Title? And my Aunt Patsy won because she was in Piranha Women of the Avocado Jungle of Death. And when I heard that title, even though I've never seen that film, I knew I had to write the song for the film. Really is. There's an unsuspecting scientist studying the jungle at night. He's armed with a map and a magnifying glass and an L.L. Bean flashlight. But he's reading that map upside down. He's walking east instead of west. That's how he bumped into the piranha women of the avocado jungle of death. Yes, the avocado jungle of death is where piranha women hide. Half human, half fish, very, very hungry. That poor scientist died. And when he didn't return, his scouting party was sent on a search. The piranha women were happy to see them, ate them for dessert. absurd. Everybody sing. The piranha women were happy to see them, ate them for dessert. Wow, you didn't even know it was a sing-along. Look how smart you are. When the scouting party did not return, the army was sent out. And when the army did not return, they knew something bad was lurking about. So they sent in Marines with powerful weapons like mace and mustard gas. The piranha women used them as dipping sauce, gobbled the Marines up fast. Everybody! The piranha women used them as dipping sauce, gobbled the Marines up fast. Excellent. Okay, so far the piranha women have eaten the unsuspecting scientist, the scouting party, the army, and the Marines, but of course they're still hungry. That was just like a little appetizer for them. So here comes the main course. They sent in the Air Force, Navy SEALs, and every Green Beret. Oh, what a scrumptious picnic the piranha women made of them that day. But after eating such a hearty meal, the piranha women fell asleep, dragging a giant bowl of poison guacamole, one lone brave soldier creep. You sing! Not as smart as I thought you were. When the piranha women woke up, they were hungry again. They saw the poison guacamole there. They dipped with the chips till they all felt sick, and Ralph noises filled the air. Yes, they upchucked the soldiers, the sailors, the Marines, the scouting party, and the Green Berets. Even that unsuspecting scientist was upchucked that day. Everybody! Even that unsuspecting scientist was upchucked that day. It was a dream come true. But he dropped his L.L. Bean flashlight. Oh, it was his favorite possession. He ran back to pick it up, and he learned a very tough lesson. You're way ahead of me on this one, aren't you? Yes. When you're running from a monster in a really bad movie, you should never, never, never turn back. Because the second you stop to pick up what you drop, you're a snack. Everybody! The second you stop to pick up what you drop, you're a snack. Again. Yeah, what are the odds of being eaten twice by the same ferocious chicks? Some scientists have rotten luck and end their lives as toothpicks. And even though my Aunt Patsy played Amanda in Glass Menagerie, and Lady Macbeth, what is her niece immortalized? Piranha women of the avocado jungle of death. I can hear her shouting, "Shut up, Christine! Aunt Patsy, you're wasting your breath. You never should have told me about the piranha women of the avocado jungle.
So, I remember this one birthday. It was actually when I turned 21. And this boy wanted to take me out. And I was like, oh, okay, you know, he was in the military and stuff. So, it was cute. And he said we were going to go and get tacos. I love tacos. We were going to go to San Francisco for it. So I drive out to meet him, and we drive out to San Francisco. It's all good. And I'm like, oh, okay, well, where are we going to get tacos? And he's like, I just figured we'd find a place. And I was like, so you have no plan. So he's like, well, let's go to California Pizza Kitchen. And I'm like, that's not tacos. Like, you said we were going to get tacos. Where are the tacos? So we go to California Pizza Kitchen. It's so whatever. Like, okay. And then he's like, okay, so now we're going to go out. And I'm like, what do you mean we're going out? This nigga takes me to a club on my birthday. And I wasn't, like, prepared for a club. I don't like clubs. So we go into this club. It's wild expensive to be so damn empty. And it's full of just, like, Asians who aren't dancing. And that's it. And so he's trying to get me to drink all these drinks that I don't want, because I already told him I don't drink. So he gets upset. And he's, like, pissed at me for the rest of the night because I wasn't drinking. And so then we leave, and he's, like, leading me down the block in San Francisco in the middle of the night. We get in his car, and we're on the freeway driving back, and he plays Tupac the whole way. Like, turned all the way up, I guess, to let me know he was upset. I'm just like, are you kidding me? So that was my 21st birthday.
you say you do, and then you don't. And then you say you will, and then you won't. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? Now you want to play, and then it's no. And when you say you'll stay, that's when you go. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? I've been sitting on a fence, and it doesn't make much sense, 'cause you keep me in suspense, and you know it. Then you promise to return, when you don't I really burn. Well, I guess I'll never learn, and I show it. If you've got a heart, and if you're kind, then don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do? If you're kind, then don't keep us apart, make up your mind. You're undecided now, so what are you gonna do?
Enchilada colesterol para mi nuestro chiaro chiaro pierdo con dos llantos hielo chiaro y el poña margarita para esta diapita. Cuando ya vivies de jalón. Tacos, man, tacos, mancheros. Habla man sol, por favor. Nachos, man, nachos, mancheros. Hasazi pa banana, mañana es okay. Hasta leyenda más don, hasta doble quien de confit. Left half my chips in del fuego, down in the border. Concheros, oh, sole mio amor.
lot of things I remember. I must have been 4 years old, and Woodrow Wilson was running for president. I started school when I was 4 years old, and I won't go into that why. It was because my sister was a little, she wanted me to go with her, and I did. But it was about the day before the election, and women were supposed to vote that year. Women vote. And my mother had said, "Oh no, that's for a man to do." I was very disappointed. I often wonder, why would I have been upset at 4 years old about that? Well, anyway, I came home from school. It was on Tuesday. We always did the elections on Tuesdays. I had to go up the hill to our house, and I saw Mom out in the garden in her good clothes. And I knew she had voted, and I was so excited. I thought she wouldn't. She said no. Somebody must have come in a car and taken her down and said, "You vote today." I was terribly excited. I haven't ever forgotten that.
You are still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda. This continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. And I'm hungry. Thanks, Freddie. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England, and if you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. You can use your feet to go places instead of your car, so enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. Do it! It's a public service message from WMFO in Medford. And me, don't forget me, because I care about you. I need you around for a very long time. 30 years isn't enough. I need more. Thank you. Thank you very much. So much more silliness to get to tonight before we get to the radio obituaries. You had no doubt about that, I know. Good thing I gave myself that cushion. That's all I got to say. 'Cause, you know, I changed my mind. I put stuff in, I take stuff out. Yes, that's what I'm calling it tonight. Speaking of which, let's go to everyone's favorite, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr. Hey, when he's recording, he's Freddie Stockwell. But we love him anyway, right here at Bubbles in the Think Tank.
was a terrible taco night. Terrible taco night. The meat was really dry, the onions made us cry. It was a terrible taco night. Terrible taco night. Terrible taco night. The shells were all cracked, someone sat on the back. It was a terrible taco night. It really wasn't funny that the sour cream was running.
And there were carrots instead of shredded cheese.
Consider ordering a pizza.
The lettuce was moldy.
They forgot the guacamole.
It was a terrible taco night. Terrible taco night. Terrible taco night. The nachos were stale.
It's better food in jail.
And there was no dessert.
Yes, it was the worst. It was a terrible taco night. Back.
It's been a day and a half since you left me. Trying to make sense of it all. I never knew you were unhappy. I never noticed we were headed for a fall. When I enter the empty apartment you left, well, you know that it's lonely, my dear. And I open the fridge to see what is still there, to only find avocados and beer. Well, I know that I'm sometimes hard to get along with, but I didn't know that I was that bad. And if I was insensitive, I'm sorry, 'cause you're the best thing that I ever had. I know I should have listened to all you were saying. I understand why you had to leave here, but it was still quite a shock to come home this evening to only find avocados and beer. Avocados and beer, all alone in the fridge. It's what's left of that life that we made. Avocados and beer. I thought we would never part, but now all of my dreams are betrayed. Avocados and beer. I thought we made a great pair, but you left now and I'm aware we're not like beans and cornbread. I'm afraid that instead we go together like avocados and beer. Drink maybe more than I oughta. My beer belly's gotten quite a few stares, but I always tried to get you whatever you wanted. That's why I got those alligator pears. And I thought that together we'd make it at last, that we'd conquer together our fears. But now all of my hopes have transformed into pain. All that's left is avocados and beer. Avocados and beer. All alone in the fridge. It's what's left of that life that we made. Avocados and beer. I thought we would never part, but now all of my dreams are betrayed. Avocados and beer. I thought we made a great pair, but you left now and I'm aware we're not like peas in a pod. We're like hot cakes and salt cod. We're like caviar and kielbasa, or strychnine and waffles. We go together like avocados and beer.
Guacamole, you know, I think with that kind of guacamole. Guacamole doesn't even sound like food. Guacamole sounds like something you wear to a carnival, you know?
Bring me your guacamole tonight, would you?
Guacamole sounds like a child's game or a thing you drive around the house. Take the batteries out of that guacamole. Or guacamole's a thing you don't know the name of. Try to put the jigger in the old guacamole there. Guacamole isn't to eat guacamole. Guacamole, it sounds sillier the more I say it. I'm never going to have that ever. Guacamole, fuck it. Guacamole. I don't want that. I don't like it. It doesn't sound good.
Religion and politics often make some people lose all perspective and give way to ranting and raving and carrying on like emotional children. They either refuse to discuss it with reason or else they prefer argumentum ad hominem, which is a hell of a way to conduct a discussion. Well, anyhow, not long ago, I was talking about the elections and how the campaigns were ignoring the issues and sticking instead to invective and personal crap that had nothing to do with the substantive problems of running a government, which is all true, as you know, if you followed the speeches and so-called debates of the candidates. Anyhow, one of the guys I was talking with said not a word in the whole conversation except at the end when he suddenly chuckled and said we were all full of shit and why didn't we go live in Russia or China if that was the way we all hated the United States of America. Next thing you know, the whole blooming discussion was more like a brawl and the epithets flew thick and fast and the noise was incredible. Someone said son of a bitch and I think he said bastard. I couldn't be sure. It was also confusing. Well, anyhow, I was attempting to get it all back on a rational level. I tried, for example, to talk to the one who had started it all and I asked him just what did he mean we were all full of shit. Was he making a statement of fact as he knew it and where was his documentation to back up his claim? I think Socrates would have been proud of the way I refuted his argument, that is, I tried to refute it, but all he could offer by way of rebuttal was more of the same about how we were all full of shit, but he wouldn't say why, he just kept on repeating it. That and the part about Russia and China and communist dupes, and I'll have to confess that I got a bit angry and told him to stuff his ideas up his, which you don't have to tell me is hardly a way to convince anyone in an argument. Then he got salty and threatened to give me a punch in the mouth if I didn't shut up, and I really got hot, and the others did too, and we all beat the shit out of Mr. Conservative, and after all, he had only himself to be blamed. This is still a free country, and anyone telling a fellow like me, brother, you're full of shit. Better be good and ready to answer politely when asked if he'd care to say why.
Something. boyfriend or girlfriends now. Who's the bitch and who's the butch? I really couldn't say. Be honest, when I saw them, I turned and ran away. A little shame, a little shock, I didn't know what to say. Now that I think about it, let's set up for a three-way. Well, I don't know the mechanics, I don't know who sounds out. I don't know if they're real good friends or just eat out a lot. I got something to tell ya, but I don't know how. My old girlfriend and your ex-girlfriend are girlfriends now.
Thank you. came to stay. But now listen to a noble candidate. Follow me.